This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Top of the Hour, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you. As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, quite revealing, you know, what we are seeing on the tube regarding this Gorsuch hearing. You know, how do you feel about this? I mean, at every turn and at every question, whether it comes from, friend or foe, it's rather interesting. And it's also comforting at the same time to see that we have somebody of this ilk and quality available to be a nominee for the Supreme Court process. And I know probably some of you are going, what is he thinking? Why would he want to do this, to go through, you know, this crucible that we make our nominees go through? And, of course, I don't know that it gets any worse than it did with Clarence Thomas, but nonetheless, it is rather bizarre. But listen to what Joe Scarborough had to say about the process.
Gorsuch was talking about President Trump there.
Well, it certainly was, especially because the question came from Richard Blumenthal, the Connecticut Democrat who first got him privately to criticize the
right.
President for questioning the judiciary. Can we just talk for a second, Willie, though, about Judge Gorsuch, who's been overshadowed by Russians and the FBI and wiretaps and everything else? I thought yesterday was just a masterful performance by him. I thought if Ronald Reagan had ever had a confirmation hearing, it would have sounded a lot like that. He was, you know, several years ago, everybody talked about how John Roberts was so remarkable in front of the Judiciary Committee. I thought Gorsuch just hit it out of the park. That is a guy who hit it out of the park, and all the gosh and the gollies may have sounded a little strange to some of us from that work in Manhattan, but that guy delivered a tour de force, and in the age of Trump, I think he showed all the characteristics that Americans are yearning for: humility, wisdom, and knowledge. Knowledge about the subject in which he was speaking. I think the Democrats are going to have an extraordinarily hard time stopping this man.
And I believe that's the sentiment of the American people. I think, what are the approval ratings? I think they're saying, 85% of America says, hey, look, let him be, we need him as our next Supreme Court justice here, you know, filling the seat of Antonin Scalia. And, of course, all the other controversy going around with it, because it's just the Democrats, right? Go ahead.
Well, there's a potential here that Trump may be in position to replace up to four judges, because, the average age for the Supreme Court justice retire is 79. Well, we have two. Kennedy is 80. What's her name? The oldest one is like 83, and then there's another guy that's like 78.
Yes, right.
So those three are all getting around that time. And, I wouldn't be shocked if after Gorsuch gets in, if a guy like Kennedy says, hey, I'm going to step down.
Ginsburg, Ginsburg.
Well, I don't think she will. I don't think she will, but I think Kennedy might say, hey, now's a great time for me to step down.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. So the fight just goes on, but I think the warning shot is loud and clear here, and it's like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are kind of letting them see the holster, and I say that to the Democrats that we can go nuclear here. Gorsuch deserves to be confirmed, and they're confident that he will be confirmed one way or another. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let's hear from you, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest is the author of the book No Campus for White Men, which has been shining a bright light on the growing obsession with diversity, victimization, and identity politics on today's college campuses, and shows how it is creating an intensely hostile and fearful atmosphere that can only lead ultimately to even greater polarization in American society. And you go, how much worse can it get? And our next guest says, well, it can. And so get ready to put your crash helmets on, ladies and gentlemen, as Scott Greer is with us, editor columnist at the Daily Caller. Work has appeared on the Drudge Report, Real Clear Politics, Fox Nation, Breitbart, and numerous other outlets. Scott Greer, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. When you wrote the book, No Campus for White Men, you saw what was happening. And, of course, you know, like any book, it really turns into a snapshot. So based on when you first started with the book and where we find ourselves today in 2017, you know, how is the book, in terms of a warning to America, how is the book playing out?
Well, it turned out to be more true, and when I was writing the book, there was less violence now on college campuses. Violence is becoming more a common feature of these protests, versus when I was writing it. When I was writing it, most of them were just boycotts and strikes, you know, kids crying on campus. There was one famous incident of a threat of violence at University of Missouri. But now students are acting upon violence. There's the, of course, the famous example of the UC Berkeley riot. That same week, there was pushing, shoving, and some punches thrown at NYU over a conservative speaker. There was a recent incident in March at Middlebury College where a conservative scholar, Charles Murray, and a liberal professor who was escorting him were both assaulted by a mob, and the liberal professor was actually suffered a concussion and a neck injury after the mob pulled her hair and threw her down. So there's more of an element of violence now in these protests, and I think it's also become more extreme in these a lot of the campus insanity due to the election of Trump. I think this has kind of made campus blasts even more crazy, even more hysterical, even less likely to appreciate different points of view because they think that some great fascist or Nazi is in power, and that's only made them crazier, more radical, more extreme, and more feeling that they are justified to use violence against their political opponents.
Don't you find it ironic that, you know, the fascists that they claim to be protecting the campus from are the fascists they are becoming?
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, you know, hypocrisy is not a feature that they, you know, really look deeply into and try to prevent from themselves engaging in. I mean, there's a tons of hypocrisy here with the campus left, with how they act, with how they operate. So it's not, I mean, it's funny, but it is true that in a lot of ways, in their rush to somehow prevent fascism, they're becoming fascists themselves. Exactly. They don't like dissenting points of view. They're now using thuggish and violent tactics to shut down opposing points of view. They want everyone to conform to one line, and if you disagree with that one line, then you're an evil, racist bigot who doesn't deserve to speak out in class or even be welcome on a college campus. So, yeah, these tactics resemble fascism when they say they're anti-fascist or protesting fascism, but the irony and hypocrisy of that is lost on them.
Well, and I think about the other kids that are there for all the right reasons that want to learn. And to have an opportunity like a Dr. Charles Murray to come on campus, and you know, Scott, I mean, Dr. Murray, others, very well qualified, what they have to share with these kids, you know, could be significant, you know, for their very lives and their way of thinking, not necessarily to form, you know, or necessarily influence. It might be an idea. I mean, whenever I can be at the feet of somebody as wise and experienced as a Charles Murray, I mean, that is money in the bank. You can't get that kind of education even on a college campus.
Yeah, and he's just so mild. I mean, he's the opposite of a rabble rouser. I mean, and he's also anti-Trump himself. He was a Trump critic from a conservative position rather than a liberal one,
right,
throughout the election. And he even had a speaker defend him on that grounds. But there were protesters just said, "Well, he's still a racist, so we don't care." And he was coming. Talk about a point of view about how the working class, what's happened to the working class in America, explains the rise of Trump. They didn't want to listen to that because of other controversial points of view, which he delivers in a mild, you know, respectful manner that's
right,
very civil, that's in keeping with America's political tradition. But they don't want to hear that. They don't, in their minds, in the minds of these campus leftists, which is a minority, the majority of students either don't really care or would like to have different points of view. But there is a loud, aggressive minority that is able to shut down these speeches. And the reason why they're able to shut them down is not by presenting facts and reasoning for why somebody like Charles Murray is wrong. They just say to allow somebody like Charles Murray on campus to express their points of view threatens their safety. To allow that makes campuses somehow unsafe for protected classes, for minority students, if you allow him to speak on campus. Now, that's ridiculous, but they're able to convince administrators and several of their fellow students to agree with this ludicrous point of view just by crying and appealing to victimhood morality.
Right.
And that's how they get a lot of these people shut down.
Well, that's what happens when you give standing to the ridiculous. You get more of the ridiculous. I mean, to the point that here are these administrations and that have acquiesced. And they find themselves all in defying reason, you know. So where is the courage on the college campuses today? And you know, where is the campus authority and the rule of law? Because I mean, is there no consideration for the rule of law on behalf of the safety of the other students?
Well, as I point out, No Campus for White Men. The rule of law isn't necessarily so important. I think, and my whole epilogue is about, was a reaction to the Donald Trump's election. And when he was elected, several campus administrators were threatening to break the rule of law even further by making their campuses sanctuary campuses, where they would not follow federal immigration law, where they would refuse access to campus facilities to ICE officers and to immigration enforcement. They would not allow this to happen because they felt they had the moral justification to break the law. And on these college campuses, they don't feel like they have to respect the First Amendment, even though it's the law saying that they have to, and the civil statutes say they have to. They feel that morality's on their side, and that gives them ample justification to do whatever they want.
Well, I'll tell you, this is college campuses today, Scott. As you brought out in your book, No Campus for White Men, and their ideology or their thought, or anything that would resemble them. This is the way it's getting. And at what cost? That's what time will tell. Because like anything, there's always a cost to be paid. Scott Greer is with us. We got more from him and his book, No Campus for White Men, on Bill Martinez Live. We're just coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, we do remember the Constitution, and I encourage you to get intimately involved with this incredible document, especially with the conversation and the hearings that we're being subjected to regarding Justice Neil Gorsuch. And, you know, the tweets are coming out loud and clear. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe the leadership of the Republican Party is telling the Democrats, don't make us go nuclear. But Gorsuch, no doubt, I'm telling you, they're very confident he's going to be confirmed. And the nuclear option looks like it will be exercised. And if that happens, you know, as Scott was saying earlier, I mean, we could have 3 to 4 more nominations. And it's like, oh, gosh, bombs bursting in air here. And this makes that midterm election even more critical. Back with Scott Greer right now, editor and columnist at the Daily Caller. His work has appeared on the Drudge Report, Real Clear Politics, Fox Nation, Breitbart, and numerous other outlets, author of the book No Campus for White Men. Scott, I wanted to particularly address, you know, the part in your book that, you know, you go into detail about this rape culture, this disrespect of women, but also there's a growing disrespect for men on the college campuses as well, right?
Yeah, most of what rape culture is based on is kind of faulty statistics. There's a very popular notion that a lot of feminists want to believe in America, not just on college campuses, that campuses are centers of an epidemic of rape. That 1 in 5 college-age women, when they go to a university, they're going to be subject to sexual assault. Now, they rely on these studies, but a lot of these studies aren't exactly necessarily accurate. For one, a lot of the respondents don't list what the incidents happened to them as sexual assault, and there's a lot of incidents in there. They kind of use the imagery that this is rape happening to them, but a lot of these cases include involuntary dancing, involuntary kissing, a lot of things that in general society we don't consider necessarily sexual assault, and certainly doesn't amount to rape.
Mm.
Also, at the same time, a lot of these cases involve alcohol, which if you took it to the court of law and were, well, I can't remember consent, a court of law would throw that out because if there's like a text message showing consent, even though you could say, well, I was, you know, had a lot of drink, that shows that consent's there and the court of law is going to throw out that case. But on college campus, that could get the male student thrown out because of the rape culture hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's really turning into is that there's this perception on college campus that women are prey to all these evil predators wandering around. But what it's really creating is this system that is able to be exploited and used against men who make possibly some, you know, not the best choices or even sometimes good choices, but it's being able to use by jilted lovers, students who weren't, you know, have an axe to grind against an ex-boyfriend and all these other cases. And it's because there's perception from the top, from the mainstream of society that rape culture is a huge problem on college campuses that's being used against innocent men who are accused of crimes that they did not commit.
And, of course, when you have incidents like what you had reported last year in California with you know, the one student raping the gal that was unconscious there by a dumpster there, you know, that's just horrendous and disgusting. You know, that just adds more to that perception and that narrative. But you say at the start, it's a false assumption based on faulty evidence. So where are they getting this evidence?
Well, there's a few studies that have looked at a very few schools, at a handful of number of schools. The study that brought out the 1 in 5 thing looked at a few private Northeastern liberal arts colleges, and the authors of that study say, look, don't apply this nationwide. This is only, and we had a low response rate, which showed that this is not a good sample size. This is not a good study to apply to nationwide. This is just applicable to our own little study. But most people didn't listen, and that the 1 in 5 figure has become mainstream and even served as the basis for a popular documentary that CNN aired called The Hunting Ground, which The Hunting Ground, that documentary, was full of several errors where they celebrated certain stories that actually turned out to be hoaxes or based on faulty evidence, but they gave the supposed victim all the airtime to air her story, which actually turned out to not be true. So there's this perception with it. But one of the things that you have to realize, there are the horrific cases, such as the Stanford rapist, where he was also allowed to go free. There are these cases of genuine, you know, horrific crimes occurring. But what is left unmentioned is that there is actually a lower rate, according to the Department of Justice's own figures, there's a lower rate of sexual assault for college women versus the general population at that age. There's a far lower rate, and it's about 0.61%, which that's still terrible that it's occurring, mm-hmm. but in compared with the general population, it's at a much lower rate, which you wouldn't have learned that if you're listening to the mainstream media. The mainstream media tells you that there's a far greater chance that you're going to be sexually assaulted along the lines of a, you know, an African war zone.
Right.
That's going to happen to you at a college campus, but it's actually not the case.
Well, when you have this, you know, the false impression that's presented here with this agenda, it's you do the opposite of what it is that you're hoping to create in terms of a safe place. You're giving, you know, it's like, well, it's so common, so what's the big whoop, right?
Yeah, and it actually serves to make people more unsafe. It makes people more paranoid, more hysterical, more willing to look for things that are not really crimes and make them into crimes because they have this impression that, well, this is happening to everybody, so we need to do this. But it also a lot of this kind of rape culture talk is about power. It's about a lot of these feminists want men to submit and want them to be kind of submissive and lose the kind of the feminists now always say we're going to war against the patriarchy. Well, this is a tool to fight against the supposed patriarchy, and what they really want is for the system to be created where they have all the power on college campus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of, and a lot, and they tell several young females that they should use this tool, that if, you know, if you feel that something is, you know, sexual assault, then you deserve to be believed, even though if you made it up or, you know, if the case, the facts of the case don't add up, you should still go to authorities and punish the man you think wronged you. And there's several cases. I mean, there's far more cases where something got to the mainstream, either the local papers or, you know, the New York Times or something, that turned out to be a hoax, such as the University of Virginia gang rape hoax, Duke lacrosse case. There's just several. Mattress Girl at Columbia University.
Yeah, the Mattress Girl. That was my thought. Yeah, exactly.
There's so many hoaxes, and the reason why they were so excited about the Stanford case is that it was a provable case that was horrific, that nobody could defend. It was a genuine rape. And that's why, you know, CNN and every other outlet was covering it full time, because they had finally found a genuine college rape that they could use to illustrate that rape is just a huge problem at college campuses, which a lot of the other cases, which left unmentioned, was a lot of the other cases that the mainstream media picked up turned out to be hoaxes.
Exactly. Well, you know, the question is, what kind of kids are we putting out there that are going to be the leaders of our country? You know, you've got, you know, boys that are on guard and defensive and protective, you know, and they're finding, you know, corners of the campus to, you know, roll up in the fetal position and suck their thumbs and become less than, you know, controlled by this narrative. Wow. I mean, we're just, it's just an incredible disservice that is being thrust upon, you know, these kids that go to, you know, some of these colleges, and they're going to spend $250,000, you know, for their education and be totally indoctrinated and rendered useless.
Yeah, the type of leadership tomorrow is very disturbing. It sees that if you're a victim, you are justified in doing whatever is possible to ensure your supposed safety and that your interests are met. And that's a very disturbing precedent for our kind of very pluralistic country, which is built on, you know, civil debate and civil discourse and people agreeing to disagree. But now it's, you're an evil maniac and you don't deserve a platform, and I'm right because I'm a victim. And that's right. The kind of leadership we're developing at college campus.
Yeah, sadly so. And even if that victimization is more perceived than real, then it just adds to the narrative and justifies the thought. This is pretty crazy stuff, but Scott, I really appreciate the book, No Campus for White Men, for keeping it in the light. Thank you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, canceling pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us for this exciting next segment here. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is with us, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for some 24 years, also awarded a Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for inner-city children. Randy, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's always a pleasure to be, Bill. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate you getting up early to talk about this brutal rape that took place in Rockville High, in the Rockford High School bathroom there in Maryland. What is your perspective on this, Randy?
You know, this is really disturbing on several different levels, Bill. First of all, there's the rape itself. You know, this poor 14-year-old is brutally raped and assaulted by two men. I mean, one was 18, one was 17. Both were immigrants. One was a illegal immigrant who had been stopped at the border 7 months previously and somehow allowed to come in anyway and given a hearing date. It was a catch and release under the Obama administration, and this individual was allowed to come into the Rockville High School as a freshman, and was the two suspects were mm-hmm. were freshmen. One was from El Salvador, the other from Guatemala. And so here we have a 14-year-old who the security in that school must be almost non-existent for mm-hmm. these two boys to be able to drag her into a bathroom and sexually assault her in the time period that they did so. So that's first of all. Secondly, then you deal with the issue that the Rockville school district apparently had some knowledge of the illegal status, but they welcomed him anyway. Mm-hmm. And the government there was very proud to be a sanctuary city until this happened, and then suddenly they're like, oh no, we're not a sanctuary city. But they were certainly a sanctuary city before this happened.
Right.
Now suddenly the politicians there are going, they're all backstepping because now, you know, they look like morons. Mm-hmm.
Well, Randy, even when you hear them comment on it, one of the school superintendents, I mean, it's all justified. I mean, to hear them explain this, I mean, and try to explain this away, I don't know how they, in their own their consciousness is so messed up that they try to justify this. I mean, how could you say that in front of the parents of this 14-year-old girl that was so brutally violated? I mean, she was horrifically raped. I mean, every rape is horrific, but I mean, to the degree and the things that they did to this girl, I mean, it's just, I mean, this is really messed up. And they still want to justify this.
They were animals.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, first of all, the superintendent was not going to give any statement at all until somebody from the media actually shanghaied him in a parking lot and basically forced him to say something. And it was one of these namby-pamby little speeches about welcoming everyone into their school. I mean, it was just, it's horrific what occurred. And it's, unfortunately, no one wants to take the blame for it. And unfortunately, this poor girl is going to be scarred for life because of, policies made by the government of that, of that city and the school system.
Well, this is really dysfunctional because not only the superintendent to hear the justification, there was also a state senator represented last night in a TV interview, and all he could talk about was that his grandmother was an immigrant and escaped, Hitler's regime and that sort of thing. With all justification. And this is a warning, to parents and to those in cities, especially in sanctuary cities around this country. This is the kind of thinking that has taken place, and that kind of thinking is leaving your sons and daughters exposed to this kind of activity. This is, if you think that this cannot happen in your sanctuary city, then I think you have something else to consider here, don't you, Randy?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, first of all, the fact is that I have no idea what type of criminal history these individuals had to begin with. Mm-hmm. And they were basically just welcomed. Come on in, fellas. Right. I mean, it's, you're 18 years old. You don't speak any English, but we're still going to put you in school and we're going to educate you at the taxpayer's expense. Even though we don't know anything about you, although it's still up in the air whether they knew about his legal or illegal immigration status. I haven't heard whether that's been verified or not. But in any event, do you just not vet anyone? Do you just let everybody into the school not knowing who they are?
Well, they're saying, Randy, to your point, Henry Sanchez Millan, who's the 18-year-old from Guatemala, he was already pending an alien removal order. So he was here illegally, although it's interesting on the narrative, even the news reporting says they neither have any known criminal history. Well, I think when you say you have a pending alien removal order, I think that's an indication of some criminal history. And to your other point is these kids come in and their culture is different and they come into the United States and there's a lot of things that can contribute to this. There is no doubt, their own perception of women in their own culture, how they treat women. For somebody to do what they did to that level, that's not just, hey, I bumped into you. That was an accident. I mean, this is an indication of a perception that you have on women. And I'm really shocked that the women of America who are, complaining about their rights and the mistreatment would not be in an uproar in an incredible manner to look at this even deeper. And what you suggested here is that you don't know. You bring people from different cultures, and you don't know how they're trained. You already know. I mean, in some cases, if they've had a Muslim background, I think it's pretty well documented the way they look at women. You know, you need to keep them covered up, and they're at your beck and call, which is antithetical to the American culture. But we bring them in, and we put them in this environment. I think it's unfair for the people, you know, that are here in this country that have been living by that standard. It's even unfair for them. I mean, how do you expect them to react?
Well, the individuals here, if you're capable of committing that type of violent crime, that isn't their first rodeo. I guarantee you.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
I guarantee.
That's my point.
Yeah. Right. This is that's an indicator that they maybe have not gotten caught or been charged with it, but that's a antisocial, particularly violent type of crime, and that doesn't, you know, you don't start out, hey, you're 18, and suddenly one day you decide to forcibly rape, gang rape a 14 year old. You know, that's that doesn't happen. There's mm-hmm. there's behaviors that lead up to that. And there's other crimes that are committed before you do something of that nature. So, I'm not buying that no criminal history. But the fact of the matter is that how do you protect? That's the school's job, is to protect your students. And if you don't have the proper security to do it, that even allows this rape to happen, there's a lot of issues here.
Well, you know, again, when you have, you're mixing cultures and you're not sure what you're doing and the background and perceptions and that sort of thing, I think it's also a warning signal to the parents of young girls. You know, Randy, as well as I do, the provocative dress. And I'm not blaming it on that. I'm just saying it's a consideration. And we need to consider what is going on, you know, when we have this globalist mindset that wants to accommodate all these cultures. And if you haven't been trained in the American way, and all of a sudden I put you in the deep end of the pool, you're going to react the way you would back home, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, if that's... Yeah, probably.
I mean, only a thought. I'm just putting it out there. Randy Sutton has been with us from Blue Lives Matter. Always good to have you with us, Lieutenant Randy Sutton.
Since Peirce and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, "You too have Ebola."
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way You Way Like Me, every day, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you. Andrew Kay with us right now. Hey, we got to talk, water cooler stuff, the things that people are talking around the water cooler. Hey, Miss Andrea, how we doing?
Hey, well, I'm great. I'm so happy to start my day chatting with you because this weather in SoCal and San Diego is just bumming me out, Bill.
I know. I mean, what happened? I was here, for almost 2 weeks, and it's chasing me out with, atypical Southern California moodiness. What's happening?
Well, yeah. You did this? Are you?
No, I didn't do this. I'm on a jet plane tomorrow. I'm heading back east, so.
Well, take it with you, brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, hey, if nothing else, then we have to be the one to provide some sunshine to our family of listeners here. But, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much, as you said, in terms of what people are talking about the water cooler. It's not about fun and games. I mean, it's some serious stuff between Gorsuch and, the FBI investigation of Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, hey, look, I was wiretapped and in typical, legalese, if you didn't use the right word and, dot the I exactly, it's not exactly come on. Whatever you want to call it, he was surveilled, and clearly that's what happened. If they didn't do that, then how did they get Mike Flynn?
Well, yeah. I mean, the average people talking around the water cooler, we tend to talk more in terms of just things that are just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to not sit and marinate and twist around over, well, was it actual wiretapping versus somebody eavesdropping? I mean, when somebody's been listening in on you, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't
have
to hear the heavy breathing on the background. We know Flynn in the back. We know Flynn was listened to. We also know that the only crime so far that has been uncovered in this quote investigation was committed against Donald Trump, the president of the United States. We also know that we had a past president of the United States who started this quote investigation against an opposing candidate for his party on no grounds whatsoever.
Right.
Zero basis.
And why is it so outlandish? Because when you look, like the old saying, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. Okay, let's look at, what he did with the Tea Party and with Lois Lerner, utilizing the agency. And there was a direct link there. Now, was there an executive order that he signed off? No, he's not that stupid. But clearly, the IRS was given the charge, even by implication, to go after these conservative groups, because the evidence is there that that's exactly what they did. and greatly, I believe, which is, to me, is the most underreported aspect of the election process. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, rigging contests and the influence that the Russians had. Well, what about the influence that Barack Obama and Lois Lerner had on the election process with what they did almost single-handedly to the Tea Party groups?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can look at 8 years of weaponizing different agencies to use against different individuals or opposing groups who have a different viewpoint. Dennis Kucinich, far-left liberal Dennis Kucinich came out and said, hey, he showed proof that 2 years after he was out of office, a media outlet came to him and showed proof that he had been wiretapped and his conversation had been revealed and leaked, which is a felony, to a media outlet. Congressman Chaffetz came out and said 40 agents illegally surveilled him, and as a sitting congressman, because they didn't like some investigations that he was doing. That's a congressman. We know this has been happening, but I'm supposed to trust it because there wasn't a FISA warrant means that that nothing untoward happened by a president that lied to us and said that Benghazi was about a video. I don't believe a word that he said.
Well, those FISA warrants are in the same place Hillary's emails are located. So we know that. So here, all this wackiness, and of course, meanwhile, Andrea, and this is what I'm hearing, is people are concerned about this government. We want to get a foothold on it. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has moved the needle, no doubt. I mean, going into the election, 7 out of 10 Americans said we're on the wrong track. 6 out of 10 now. So he's made some movement there, and I believe he could be a long way further down the road if he got some support from, you know, people that say supposedly they represent the United States of America. But you see these Gorsuch hearings. I mean, the exposition that has taken place. I mean, these senators must think that America is just absolutely stupid to watch what they're doing, supposedly on our behalf, to somebody who is so qualified and proving himself after, you know, one question after another that he is fully qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice.
Everything that's going on here is all meant about undermining Trump. They were absolutely blindsided that Trump won this election because they had everything in their pocket. They did have 8 years of weaponizing agencies like the IRS and the DOJ against Americans and individuals. They had the media colluding with them. Donna Brazile finally came out and admitted what we already knew, that she had said debate questions. We know how the Democrat Party had rigged the election in favor of Hillary over Bernie. So we know that this whole Russian thing is all meant to undermine. Now they're trying to undermine him with, you know, his nominees and his cabinet. You don't have to have a comma. I don't know about you. I don't have a comma, JZ. I'm not an attorney, but I didn't need one yesterday to see the ridiculousness involved in that hearing. I almost felt bad for Feinstein and for Frankenstein.
Yeah, right.
Because Gorsuch just made mincemeat. He was clearly the smartest person in the room, and clearly he not only, but even though he didn't tip his hand, they're going to do everything that they can to bork him. They're probably going to find out he prefers vanilla ice cream, and then that's going to be all they need to try to filibuster.
Well, someone said they're looking deep and hard to see if he kicked a dog somewhere. You know, just to whatever they can do here. But, you know, look at the signs, Andrea. Listen to what, you know, Leader McConnell and Ryan are saying. You know, they're confident that he's going to get the seat in the Supreme Court. There is no doubt about it. And I think with that statement, what they are telling the Democrats is do not make us go nuclear. Because if that's the case, this is one, and you know, Scott's saying there's as many as four. He could have a total of four nominees. Now, I certainly think at least two, three. Scott's rolling the big dice. He's got his money on the number four. But regardless, I mean, it's going to be rockets red glare here.
Well, I hope so. I think they have been signaling the right things, you know, because I've been a little concerned with the Republican Party because, you know, the Democrats always seem that whether they're in the majority or not, they behave that way. Mm-hmm. And they run roughshod over the Republican Party. We have the majority. We have in the majority in both houses and we have the White House. There's no reason to be timid at this point.
Well, conservatives want them to use the, you know, pull the trigger. They want them to use this, whether it has to do with health care or any of the other issues. It is about time. I mean, President Obama did not hesitate to utilize the strength. He said elections have consequences. And, you know, the thing is now is that voters are questioning,
you know, did you hear us? Can you hear me now?
Right.
You know, they want the people to be about those elected to be about their business. Andrea, another thing that's being talked about, you know, in the water cooler right now is that horrific rape that occurred in Maryland. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. Here you have, you know, immigrants there. You know, I find it quite interesting. You have one who is already subject to being escorted out of the country, and yet it's being reported that there was no criminal, you know, activity. Well, if somebody's here illegally, that's a criminal act already, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the left has done a really good job. They use words very effectively in terms of pushing their agenda, and they've managed to blur the lines to make immigration, all immigration, one word, and to not separate illegal immigration versus immigration. We are a nation of immigrants, but it's supposed to be people coming here legally and assimilating into our culture. But now, if you oppose illegal immigration, then therefore you oppose all immigration. Coming into this country illegally is a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's been done. This has been perpetrated. This crime was preventable. This young girl has been destroyed. Her life it will never, ever be the same, no matter how much counseling she gets.
Mm-hmm.
And this is directly on the Obama administration and the left. And I would even put a little bit on the Republican Party, because back when President Bush was in power, he pushed, you know, for amnesty, and he didn't do what he needed to do to secure all that he needed to do to secure the borders as well.
Mm-hmm.
But with this DACA and what Obama did, this is directly on them. And while this is happening, Bill, we have here in California a proposal to turn this entire state into a sanctuary state.
Right.
After what happened to Kate Steinle, after what's happened to this girl. This girl got raped after what happened to Kate Steinle. It's shocking that the government is intentionally bringing criminals here, and they are doing it intentionally, because I think what they want, Bill, is they want to expand the dependency class for votes. That's what it's all about.
Well, at what cost? I mean, they are putting our children in danger, our societies in danger. You know, I brought this up, and I didn't want people to misunderstand where I was coming from here. But, you know, you bring people, you know, you have this globalist mindset, you bring people into this culture. We have people that have grown up in this culture, and they still don't understand the gender identities and some of the things that are going on, the way women express themselves. You bring people in, you know, from the Middle East, and, you know, these young boys have been trained that women are objects and, you know, they should be covered up. And they come here, and all of a sudden they see women that are, you know, by their own perception, are half-dressed and very provocative. You know, we're throwing them into the deep end of the pool and expecting them to act like, you know, the rest of the boys and the rest of the kids that have grown up with this. I think there's something additionally dangerous here that needs to be talked about, Andrea. And I'm not trying to say it's the girls' fault because the way they dress. I mean, this is our culture, but we're bringing people into this culture, and they're not preconditioned.
That's right. And America voted for the candidate who said it was time to put America first.
Yeah, not only America first, but let's be a law and order. You know, we need to exercise the law. And there was no question that what happened in Maryland, this was extreme. We were just talking with Lieutenant Randy Sutton from Blue Lives Matter. This wasn't just something that, you know, they accidentally bumped into. This was so violent and horrendous. It demonstrates a pattern that is very, very excessive. Andrea Kay, conservative radio and TV host on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.